Hello! This week on Ask a Teacher, we will answer a question from Vietnam. Dear VOA, I am writing because I want to know the difference between oneself and by oneself. Can you explain it to me? Thanks a lot. Biet Tien, Vietnam. Thank you for your question. Oneself is a reflexive pronoun. A reflexive pronoun describes the subject of a sentence. We can use it when the subject and the object of the sentence describe the same person. Other reflexive pronouns include myself, yourself, herself, himself, and themselves. Oneself is also a third-person singular pronoun, like herself or himself. But it does not show gender. It can describe a male or female. Here is an example with oneself. A selfie is a picture one takes of oneself. In this example, the subject of the clause one is taking a picture of oneself and no one else. We can see oneself is describing the subject. In American English, oneself is formal and rarely appears in everyday speech. It is mostly used in academic writing. Instead of oneself, most speakers use yourself when talking about another person directly in informal speech. When working from home, one often talks to oneself. When working from home, you often talk to yourself. And now for by oneself. By is a preposition. Although it has other meanings, when used with a reflexive pronoun, it means alone or without help. One could carry this television by oneself. In this sentence, one does not need any help to carry the TV. One can do it alone. We can rewrite this sentence in everyday speech. You could carry this television by yourself. Sometimes we use a reflexive pronoun without by. This usage may have the same meaning as by plus reflexive pronoun. You could carry the TV yourself. I hope these examples have helped you to understand the difference with reflexive pronouns and using oneself. What question do you have about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.